But now that I have, cancel it and break the power of it. So I said, okay, Lord, forgive me. Now, do I believe in tithing? Yes. But it has to be faith-based. You have to do it because you understand what a good God is and that he is so faithful and that he really means it, that when you give into his kingdom, you're really saying to him and to the enemy in faith, Satan, you have no authority. God is in charge. Now, I know, let me see this. Most of the time I've ever preached that, I've preached it correctly. But way back, especially, and especially geared at family members, like they would personally be here, and I would personally want it, these family members, to tithe, that I would preach it. So it'd be like you preaching, you better get saved or you're going to hell. And you start telling them how. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's fear-based preaching, even using the word, or legalistic, which is still fear-based, brings a curse. That's why the Bible says the law brings death. Okay? So I just said, God, forgive me. So everybody forgive me. Break the power of it. And I said, Lord, teach me more where this came from. And this was kind of a process. And I said, how was this connected with people, kind of things happening at this retreat, at the meeting? Because I know they were connected. And the Lord said, when you began to speak about wanting people to prophesy in church and enter into the gifts of the Spirit, you shamed the people. You told them what they weren't doing right. You told them how you didn't know what else to do. Poor you. You told them how you were just had it with them. You know, there was frustration released. There was shame released. There was, why don't you help more? Why don't you do more? And most of us have sat in churches where when people have been trying to get volunteers or anything, that spirit of shame has been released. But you've done it too, most of you, to your children, to your spouse, to your friends, to your parents, to your grandparents. Well, I don't understand why you don't do it. And I said to God, God, I never, ever had the intention of doing that. He goes, I know. Do you know your intentional sin is covered until God reveals it? It's covered by the blood. Is that cool? Your unintentional sin, God's mercy covers that until he's dealing with it. And then it's not covered any longer if you don't repent. Otherwise, we'd all be in big trouble, wouldn't we? As God's working this stuff in us, my goodness, it would have to be like a 1 second, don't leave a chair, God do everything. And we couldn't handle it. We wouldn't see it. We wouldn't know it. Who's going to help? You know what I mean? So God in his mercy, as long as we're in God's will, which means he's dealing with us and we're yielding to that and we're in love with him and our focus is on Jesus, don't worry about it. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Announcement. You are not perfect yet. Some of you are freaking out. Talk to Karen. She can help you with this. Where's Kara? You okay, Kara? There's a freedom in not letting the enemy even tell you what perfect is. So that's another part of the story. I don't think we're going to get to it tonight. Maybe next week. But so I said to the Lord, God, forgive me. Forgive me for operating any time in any other spirit but the Holy Spirit. And Lord, forgive me for judging other ministers who've done that and I've discerned it. What does the Bible say? Whatever you judge, you will do. Oh. But thank God he's not mocked, but if you judge in mercy, you know, that was a merciful way to see that, okay? So I do want to say, in any way, shape, or form, that anything I've ever taught or said to you, if the enemy used that to put shame on you, tried to make you feel less than what God calls you to, I ask you to forgive me. It was not my intention and it was not my motive, but it was something I picked up from being shamed as a child. And so I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know that I ever want to teach or talk again. And let me tell you, when you don't have condemnation, the Lord's right there to say, no, no, you've really helped people. You've yielded to my spirit. There's people whose lives are saved. There's people whose marriages are saved. There's people whose families are saved. There's people who've been healed. There's miracles that happened. Hey, we've done some great stuff. You yielding to me, okay? If you can't see that, you live under condemnation and you need to hate condemnation, which I don't know if we'll get to tonight, but we have a powerful teaching God gave me in this whole little process, which I might at least tell the story. So with all that, I was like, oh, you know, if you've ever really let God work in you, there's kind of this time of, oh my gosh, you don't even know who you are almost anymore. You know, what is going on? And I know a long time ago, the Lord told me, don't threaten my children. It's kind of the same thing. You threaten them and you try to shame them. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's where you use something that you probably judge in your own parents or someone else, and it's the motive is to get them to do what you know would be beneficial to them, but you use shame to do it. And there's different levels of people doing that. I had a friend growing up, and the parents really loved their daughter, but every time I was there, they compared her to me, and I was the one who always came up better. Why don't you wear what Cindy has on? You know, I like the way Cindy does her hair. Why don't we straighten your hair and your hair look like that? And Cindy, you have a boy. She has a boyfriend. When are you going to get a boyfriend? And you know, that kind of kidding, that kind of joking is shaming. And the Lord began to show me my way of handling being shamed or the enemy trying to shame me using an authority figure in my life as a child caused me to judge it. And then whatever you judge, you're going to release. So I just ask God to forgive me. Forgive me for judging that. And forgive me for even using that to get back at that person. Because the Lord began to show me when love doesn't cover, when you want to expose and it's not love, you just want to, I'll make you wish you never said that. I'm going to shame you more than you shamed me. I'm going to make you feel worse than you made me feel. Do you know what I'm talking? This is another whole thing of vengeance and all. But that was the way I handled when the enemy tried to shame me. Other people, when they're shamed, take on a spirit of timidity. And we're really going to talk a lot about that next week. But a spirit of timidity says, I better be quiet or I'm going to get hurt. I better be quiet or I'm going to be beaten if it's extreme. I better be quiet or I'm going to be put to shame. And so it's really like it's a strong spirit that makes it difficult, if almost impossible, even causes confusion to break through and say what you need to say. Does anybody get what I'm talking about? See, I never had a spirit of timidity. So I didn't understand this until God... Part two of all of this was somebody with a spirit of timidity that when they would be shamed or they felt that, even if it wasn't directed towards them or anything, when they felt that, that spirit of timidity would torment them to where it's like, you better not say anything. You better just leave. And then I used to do this too. The other thing God showed me is, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but vilify, like make somebody a villain. And so then you begin to see that person worse than what's really going on. And then that begins to come out about them in very subtle ways or very direct ways. And you can cause your children to hate their fathers. You can cause someone to hate their grandparents or hate their brother or their sister. Are you getting what I'm saying? You could cause somebody else to not want to be friends with somebody. And so one of your weapons when you've been shamed is to make the other person the villain. Sometimes you just do this in your own thinking. And what that does, when you do that in your own thinking, that person is the problem. And that person is so horrible. How could anybody want to be around that person? How could any? And you begin to feel rejected if anybody even wants to be around that person. And you begin to actually literally hate that person and begin to perceive on that person things that person may not even be doing. And then if you have a hurt place in your past, which most people do, not only do you pile on that person all the things you're kind of seeing that the enemy's telling you, even though he's probably lying, you also add on to it everything that the people who've hurt you in the past have done. And pretty soon somebody says one word to you, and you can't even stand to be around them. And it takes away from everything God's had them to do. Is this helping anybody? I'm amazed that God keeps anybody here, praise God. So I'm like, oh. So I'll get to that part. So I'm like, Lord. And I said, Lord, I don't quite understand. Set me free from this shaming people, whether it's my children, whether it's, the Lord really set me free from doing this to my children and my husband, but I didn't realize it was still a spirit in my heart that would still do it to people or that I didn't know or whatever as much. And so, and like I said, there's a lot of fruit of the Spirit in your life, so don't get, you've got to see what God has really done. So when there's a lot of fruit of the Spirit in your life, you can shame someone and they kind of feel it, but they do let it go because they see all the other things, okay? Praise God, or we not be able to even minister to anyone yet. So anyway, but when the Lord showed me that honor in the kingdom of God is what shame is in the kingdom of darkness. Isn't that amazing? And I never saw the connection before, because when I didn't understand honor, then I didn't know what to do to break shame. Okay? Are you getting this? Honor is lifting somebody up into what God, how God sees them. Honor is lifting somebody up as to how God sees them. And isn't it amazing that one of the first commandments is to honor your mother and your father, to have long life on the earth. See your parents the way God sees them, not what the enemy has done in their life. And that way, dishonor and shame won't get in your heart, and bitterness that will cause you to then become what the enemy wants, which would close the door to him attacking you with a short life. Is that cool? And when I begin to understand honor, next week we're going to look at the scriptures on honor. I got it. Just like a long time before, I used to preach on mercy, but I didn't understand mercy because I didn't see how I needed it. And I used to preach on grace, but I didn't really understand grace because I really thought it had more to do with me than God in some ways. And when I got the revelations, it just changes your preaching, because now your entire spirit and your soul is all in agreement with God. And that's how it is with honor. I never understood in my spirit. I understood in my head, and I honored my parents, and I asked them, forgive me for things I've done to dishonor them. I've honored my children. I've honored people. The Bible says honor one another. But I never got the revelation that honor is actually everything I do and say lift people up into who they are in Christ. Shame is the enemy's power to use you to make someone come down to what he says they are. Isn't that good? Not that you're shamed, but the understanding. So you can't shame someone and then expect honor. Okay, that was a good one. All right? You can't shame someone and then expect honor. Oh, that's a really good one. When you operate in shame, then Satan has authority to keep you being shamed. And you think you're being persecuted, you think you're being misunderstood, you don't understand why people think you're mean, you don't know. But when you get this in your heart, you realize that when you talk down to somebody, when you can try to shame an entire culture, you can try to shame a gender, you can try to shame one nation over another nation. Do you know what I'm saying? Shame is putting somebody down to what Satan says about them. Honor is raising everybody up to what God says about them. So that set me free. It's because what the Lord began to tell me, with what you said tonight, Cindy, to the group at the retreat, what you said had some truth to it, that the people do need to be free enough to come up front and dance and not hide in the bookstore. The people do need to be free enough to prophesy, and there should be prophecy in a service and a new song. People should be free enough to do that. But they're not going to get free by you making them ashamed of where they're at. And they're not going to get free by you even having something mean, because mean and shame hang out. Mean is debasing somebody. And that mean spirit, then making them even feel bad for what they've done. That wasn't a bad thing. So I was all convicted. I apologized to people the next day, and some of them didn't get what I was talking about. But that's okay. Sometimes you can go make it right if they don't even get it. You don't have to go out of your way to over-explain it. Just get it right. Don't make it worse. No, I was shaming you. And you were what? You know, just go and say, you know, Lord, show me that I didn't honor you in what I said, and I ask you to forgive me for that. Sometimes he just puts grace all over people. They don't even get it. Thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. So do you get that? So, I mean, we don't have time to do, there's a whole lot more to this. I'm going to have to listen to this to know where I left off. But there's so much more to this. But we can tonight really repent of shaming anyone. And hating that we shamed anyone, and asking God to forgive us for judging those who shamed us. Asking God to get it out of our hearts, to break the power of the spirit, the mean spirit behind it, no matter how much we dress it up and make it look pretty. Tonight we can repent forever operating in a spirit that's not the Holy Spirit, and using the Word of God to do that. Because you can do that with your spouses, with your children, with your neighbors, with people when you try to evangelize, and it turns them off. Is anybody getting this? Next week, when we do the inner healing for this, you do not want to miss it. We're going to believe God to bring such honor to you. Whoa! To heal all those places that hasn't been honored. So few of us have ever been honored. That's why kids, you know, love these little awards and love these little things. And if you were here last week, you know, which when Travis was speaking, which we'll have on the internet soon, so if you didn't hear it, you might want to hear it. The gift God has given him is just knowing how to honor people. And he was talking about how his mother, when he would dishonor his brother, and he didn't say it like that, but when he and his brother would get in a fight or whatever, and his mother would sit him down. He said he just wished she'd spank him or punish him, but she would sit there for an hour and talk to him about how he shouldn't hurt his brother and why, and communicate with him how it was so painful. And he was just talking about at family reunions when he sees how his whole family gets along and how they all honor each other. He's so thankful that his mother did that, even though it took a lot more time than just punishing them. Okay, here we're going to do this altar call, or whatever we want to call it. Okay, everybody close your eyes. Blood of the Holy Spirit. If you don't want to close your eyes, I open them. That's between you and God. I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to let the Holy Spirit show you if you've ever been shamed, or at one specific place where you've been shamed. It could be a teacher calling you names. It could be a parent spanking you in front of your siblings and screaming at you. It could be someone calling you stupid. I mean, shame can look so subtle. It can look like a joke. There's just many ways it can happen. It's about the spirit, not the action. But it made you close down, or it made you angry. It either made you want to say, who do you think you are? Or it made you want to say, I'm so bad. So right now I want you to see yourself in that position. And I want you to see that person who you thought was shaming you was really a spirit, because they were hurt and they were shamed and they had judged it and they had broken God's laws and the enemy was doing it to them. And just the way God's convicting you tonight where you've done it, he wanted to convict them and they would have repented if they had known. No one wants to shame anybody. And what I'm seeing is you as little children, like one, each individual, I just see you kind of standing there and I see a big darkness over you, like you know, one of those shadows of something scary that like overshadows a little kid. And I just see you standing there with this big shadow over you. And you're so intimidated, and you're so embarrassed, and you're so ashamed. Maybe somebody made fun of you. Maybe somebody used you. Maybe a guy slept with you and then went and talked about it, and everybody was laughing about it. There's so many different places you've been shamed. And now I just want you, as you're sitting there with your head down, or just trying to, or even some of you just getting haughty, like, you're not going to do this to me, and your fist, or you got your little fist out. I see, as you look up in that dark cloud over you, or it's like a shadow, there's a light. I see this bright light. It's the light of the truth of who God is. And I just want you to see that light coming through right now. Just coming through right now. I want you to just undo, if your hands are in fist, I want you to just open them up like, yes, Lord, I let go of that anger in the name of Jesus. I let go of it. I forgive in the name of Jesus. If your head's down, I want you just to look up and see the light and say, God, I don't receive this. I don't receive these lies being spoken over me. I receive truth. And I just want you to see that light covering up, just making the darkness flee. Just making the darkness flee. Some of you almost need to look up at one of the lights in here with your eyes closed. You know what? It just kind of makes the light come bright. And I want you to see yourself as you let go of that anger, which is the way you chose to hang on to shame, or as you let go of that feeling of being so horrible and so bad and so evil and so wrong. Whoa! Some of you feel so evil and so wrong because the enemy shamed you. Right now, I want you to just look up. God wants to lift your head up. He wants you to look up, and I just want you to see the Lord. And he's just coming to you. And I see the Lord picking you up. And he's, whoa. He's holding you. Whatever age you were, for some of you, I see you from you were an infant all the way through your life, even to now. And I just see every bit of those ages. You're just becoming all of the, you know, all of those different ages of your life where you've been shamed. I just see the Lord picking you up. Holding you like just holding you up by your, like your arms, and all those different ages. Many of you are going, it's just like you were an infant and then you just grow into all those different ages all the way up to now. And the Lord's looking you straight in the face, straight in the face. And he says, I honor you to be my bride. And my Father honors you to be his child. And the Spirit honors you to live inside of you. You are the dwelling place of God. Father, we receive that honor right now. Let it go through every age of our life. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. I want you to see yourself looking in his face. Not looking down and not looking up above him, but looking in his face. I want you to see that love that he has, that he's never shamed you, that he carried your shame. Father, I speak wholeness right now to every person in here, every person hearing this, every person hearing us on the radio or on the web or DVD. We just speak right now in the name of Jesus that they would be filled with God's honor, that he's honored us by adopting us. He's honored us by calling us to mature to be his bride. He's honored us by living inside of us by his Spirit. He's honored us by calling us his friend. We just receive that truth right now through every area of our life that's been shamed. We just receive it right now in the name of Jesus. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Now, I just want to give you one more thing. I want you to really hate that you have shamed others. And I want you to forgive yourself. And I want you to know that Jesus took that shame. That's why he allowed them to disrobe him and beat him. That's why he allowed them to spit on him and mock him. That's why he allowed them to put him on the cross before the entire nation. He took that shame. He took that shame that would come on you, but he also took that shame that you would put on others. And he took it all on himself. And I want you to close your eyes and I want you to see the Lord, and I want you to see yourself walking up to the cross and placing that shame that was on you there and that shame that you released onto others there. I want you to literally see yourself covering him with shame. It's like just like a blurry kind of thing where you just cover where you can't even see him. And say, Lord Jesus, thank you for taking this shame. Thank you for forgiving me for the shame that I've released. And I honor you. And I receive the honor that you're taking this shame released to me. I receive that honor now in the name of Jesus. And by your grace, I will not listen to the enemy shame and dishonor me, even in my own thinking anymore. Set me free from condemnation in Jesus' name. And Father, forgive me for using shame, for using your word, for using anything with the wrong spirit that would shame and bewitch someone. I forgive those who've done that in my life. And I forgive myself. And Lord Jesus, by faith in your power, I break every curse that's been spoken over me. I break every curse I've spoken over anyone else, even unknowingly. I ask you to forgive me. And I receive it right now. And I walk out of the darkness that those words have brought into my life. And I give you praise for setting me free. Now, Lord Jesus, I forgive everyone who shamed me and cursed me. Just as I choose to receive forgiveness, I choose to release it. And I thank you, God, that you carried it all, that you became a curse and you took my shame so I can be free from curse and I can be free from shame. And I release those who've done those things to me to find you and be set free. And I cancel every curse, over my family, over anyone, from my words or the words of anyone else. I break the authority, of generational curses and anything of the power of the enemy to bring forth his will over my life and the life of my family. In Jesus' name, I break that curse. Now I'm going to say this, Father, I break the curse over anyone cursed in this place who feels like this is part of their of a ministry that they look to as a sphere of influence. I break any cursing that has come forth from anyone here against anyone else here, but against anyone else who just doesn't understand what we're doing here, I break those curses now in the name of Jesus. I cancel them and I take authority over them. Even as, Lord God, I repent of any curses that unintentionally or even intentionally, but I don't think there were any, that was ever sent towards any other ministry or church. I break all that in the name of Jesus and I bring us out of that place of darkness. And Father, we pray that this revelation and understanding will go throughout your body, and we will no longer be used by the enemy to hurt one another. For your word says that with your mouth you bless your God, and yet you curse man made in his image, and that should not be. And so we break the power of that right now in Jesus' name. Heal our hearts. Heal our hearts and make this real. Make this real, God. Make this real. When it's real, it's not in our hearts anymore, and it's nothing we have to struggle with anymore. It's just how we walk in you. And we give you praise for that. Wow, in Jesus' name, amen.